Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sandy, man, I just love conversing with you about things. You know, we talk a lot about politics, but this subject that we're talking about now is one that I'm sure that there are psychologists and others and who have, you know, drilled down on these kinds of things. But there's something that...
I think, just to jump back a little bit, I think that if we started openly talking about values instead of talking about in these kind of euphemistic ways about family values or the things that the particularly the religious right likes talking about, but if we talked about absolute values like child care,
right,
like the preeminent importance of children in our society, and just started focusing on such a fundamental value, because it's what almost all of our value systems are built around, is the fundamental importance of caring for our children, bringing them into life, caring for them, making them our absolute priority, making sure that they are given the opportunity to grow up to be at least what we are, and all the opportunities we've had, and to be to improve the species every generation. You know, we push them ahead of us, above us, and that's what we watched our parents do. That's what you can go to any country and watch happening, and you don't see it in America.
So where do you get your values from? I always thought that the values came from, your parents, and that in many instances, if you didn't have parents, that a place that you could begin to get values were in whatever religious entity you belonged to. And part of that was you learn things in the church. I know that kind of kept you on the straight and narrow, even if it was through fear that this deity was going to, you know,
punish you.
Yeah, you were going to go into the lake of fire.
Yeah, carrot or stick.
Yeah, and so people would say, "Oh man, I got to do the right thing because I don't want to go to hell. Because if I go to hell, my vision of what hell is." In the ground, where there's something there with a red tail and horns, and it's going to terrify me, and so you, as a young person, you get all of that when you go in.
Well, religion is one of the few things that the human endeavors that is focused on values, right?
Right.
And the question is, how effective is a religion or a religious group or a congregation in a religion at
not as much as they used to
at translating those values into a reality, or do they get warped? I mean, we have these religions of prosperity now where
yes,
you know, and that's kind of a born out of the Calvinist movement that existed in Protestantism 300 years ago, in which, you know, Calvin basically hypothesized it was kind of a comforting thought for the rich, which is that God will honor those that are living righteous lives with prosperity. So if you were prosperous, that was a sign that you were living God's righteous life. And so it kind of dignified prosperity and made it holy. And there are many religious pathways that grew out of Calvinism to the current, and it is the fundamental aspect of many of our religions that kind of demonstrate their success by demonstrating the prosperity that everyone realizes by being a part of it. But religions, if you get to their core, you still find that almost all of them will talk about, at least, the importance of family and the importance of living a life on behalf of your family and your community.
And so that's the part of it, Sandy, that I think has changed.
Right. I think that part's getting
from
buried.
From your and my, yes.
Yes, it's getting buried with this other stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, with stuff.
Yeah, because I remember as a young boy, and one of the things that stuck out to me is because we didn't have a lot of things, and I could identify with the cattle of a thousand hills, all the silver and all the gold belongs to God. And so because we didn't have those things, that made me always look at life from the perspective of all those things, you know, in the long run, it's nice to have, but they're not necessary totally for you to be able to live a meaningful life. But certainly we get to a point where, as I got older, I wanted those things, right? And the thought process that I learned as a young man with those scriptures that they would feed you to get you to be in. Now, let me be careful with what I'm going to say.
Go on.
To become a little more docile in the way you look at things.
Finding obedience.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when you get to a point where you say, hey, all those things that I was taught in church, I'm not going to say they didn't help me. They didn't have some impact on my life. I mean, I'm a servant. I do a lot of things. I volunteer my time. And I know I got that from that spiritual background. But that's more than talking, right? You know, you can talk that all you want to. It's whether or not you're going to make those sacrifices. There we go. But the sacrifice is, I'm not talking about through my family. I'm talking about the other things that you do. You're certainly sacrificing
sacrifice has this term that it's something that you're giving up that you want. And I think rather it's a trade-off because you've decided you don't want it. You prefer something else. So you've prioritized your life in a way that puts a higher priority on these unselfish things. And so, yes, is that a sacrifice? I think if you think it's a sacrifice, you're on the wrong road.
Yeah, I think sacrifice is the wrong term.
Yeah.
You're right in that. But here we are, though, Sandy. There are less and less people getting the foundation of religion. And I think when you get to a point, I think everybody should get a little bit of the foundation. And I think that we'd have a better society if everybody got the little taste of the foundation.
Yeah, I don't disagree. And I think that values are the fundamental thing that we ought to be talking about. We ought not to be talking about the word value.
Right.
But we ought to be talking about the elements of value that are important, like the importance of children. You know, we ought to be talking about those things that demonstrate the values and not just talk about this kind of family values. Because that's, I think, the thing that has made us all so cynical is we've all heard this talk all our lives about it's in sort of talking the talk, but we don't see it. We don't walk the walk. And we've got everyone in our country totally focused on dollars. Because dollars are the thing we are all totally dependent upon. We need dollars to get health care. We need dollars to have
a roof over your head.
You know, we need dollars to have child daycare. We need dollars to take care of our children. And when we're short on dollars, we have to pay the electric bill, and we can't pay for child daycare. You know, the triage of the way we can spend our money skews us in a manner that might deprive our children of what they need and want from us, because it isn't being provided in a manner that assures it to them.
You know, Sandy, I had a guest on yesterday, an evangelical, a real live evangelical, who clearly let me know that she's been listening to God and she's right about everything because she follows her God. And so anybody else who says something that's different than her God, they're not living right. They're not following the path. And I had to say to her, I said, man, I said, that's your view.
Yeah.
You can't force that on other people. But she couldn't see beyond that. And I think that's part of what that whole thing with the evangelicals are saying.
Well, it's kind of what the Judeo-Christian thing is all about.
Yeah.
We've all got to at least be clear that there's that God that we all have to listen to.
Yeah. And if you don't,
then
you are somehow ostracized as somebody who, you know, is number one, you're going to go to this fictitious place in the ground and you're going to pay the price for that. And you're not going to reach the pearly gates where the streets are paved with gold. And you just give that thought as you live longer and you say, hey, wait a minute.
But the thing that's demonstrably a problem for me about people like your guest yesterday is their preoccupation with talking about things like LGBTQ and whether
that's what she was talking
and
about.
Whether these people should be entitled to participate in society like everyone else, or their interest in focusing primarily on a mother's a woman's right with respect to her body, and is not focused on children and making sure that the children can thrive, then not making sure that they do everything in their power to help the needy thrive. That's what if she read the Bible,
and she could read the recurrent themes in the Bible
instead of taking verses out of context or little specialized portions of the Bible that are parables designed to be, I don't know what, the Sodom and Gomorrah parable. If she focused on the Bible itself, it would be all about caring for children, making sure children thrive, and caring for the poor and needy.
You know, Sandy, they're animals. You see birds and those kind of things. You watch how animals treat their offspring.
Yeah.
And they will die.
In fact, many of them die when they give birth or when they lay the eggs, because that's all the purpose. Our purpose in life, if we look at it just from an evolutionary standpoint, is our children.
Hey, Sandy, I didn't know you were so deep. We got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. My.
Okay.
No, but it's...